Let us pray. Holy Spirit, fall upon us this morning and lift us up through Christ to the Father. And now may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Well, the summer before I went off to college, my mother gathered together all of my hockey t-shirts and my hockey jerseys. She put them into a pile on the living room floor right beside the red couch. Some of them were nearly worn out from years of sweat and Tuesday night practices. Others were in pretty good shape, and they still smelled of polyester. A few sported rips from flailing sticks or nasty cross checks. There was the long sleeve shirt with the Tasmanian Devil decked out in hockey pads. There was the green t-shirt that I wore to the Billings, Montana 3-on-3 tournament. Our team name was the Mean Green Machines. And there was the yellow Sheridan intramural jersey with the lap and the number 7 ironed on the back. And while each of these shirts functioned as something to slip over my shoulder pads, they were all very different, clashing colors and clashing fabrics with different amounts of wear. Basically, my mother had a disparate pile of scraps in the living room beside the red couch. And in our text this morning, our epistle reading, we have another disparate pile of scraps in Jerusalem's living room beside its red couch. St. Luke records that there were different kinds of people, several different kinds of people, in the city on the day of Pentecost. As the apostles go out preaching, they encounter Jewish groups from at least 15 different groups in the Jewish diaspora. In addition, not all of these people are ethnically Jewish. Some of them are proselytes, Gentile converts who have come to worship the God of Israel. This pile of t-shirts and mesh jerseys in Jerusalem not only comes from different places and has different ethnic origins in some cases, but on top of all of this, these scraps of people speak divergent languages: Latin, Aramaic, Arabic, and a whole array of Greek dialects. And let me tell you that even though they all might speak Greek, different dialects can be a little confusing. And so, like all gathering of people, they didn't all get along. There are all kinds of clashing colors and fabrics. There are religious tensions among them. Why do you allow your kids to go to the pagan plays up there in Caesarea? They have language misunderstandings. Did you say Zeus or Zeus? Bag or bog? They have inevitable personal animosities. Your father cheated my father. And regional disputes also hover in the background. The Parthians and the Romans do not see eye to eye, and the Elamites and the Medeans, well, we won't go there. While they are all people there to worship God, they are all very different. Clashing greens and yellows and clashing fabrics with different amounts of wear. Jerusalem's living room floor is a pile of jersey scraps that don't seem to fit together. And of course, we're all right there in the midst of that scrap pile. As I think back to my little country church that I grew up in, on a given Sunday, on a good Sunday, there were 15 to 20 souls present. And there were different kinds of people there. Worn-out ranchers, a freshly minted teacher, young families, bachelors, old couples, from different church backgrounds. We had dispensationalists, we had Southern Baptists, we had fundamentalists, we had Pentecostals. And as you can imagine, even in a crowd of only 20 people, there were differences. Jeanette, the pastor's wife, She did not appreciate how the young teacher who was living in the parsonage during the week kept house, and that was made very clear from time to time. Our resident musician family with Pentecostal leanings gritted their teeth every time Nancy, one of the church's founding members, his wife, every time she quoted from her Scofield Reference Bible. I don't care what Scofield has to say. Old t-shirts and mesh jerseys, different fabrics, different opinions, different families, different pet sins. And every group of people is made up of different kinds of families with different ethnic backgrounds from different parts of the country who work in different kinds of jobs. Think of all the scraps we have here at St. Stephen's. We've got people who grew up in Jackson. We've got people who grew up in Chicago. We've got people who grew up in Montana, Iowa, and all over the place. We've got in our midst lawyers, nurses, accountants, teachers, engineers, professors, cops, veterans, insurance agents, lab techs, store managers, stay-home parents, mechanics. The list goes on and on and on. Once in a while, our greens and our yellows and our fabrics clash. We don't see always eye to eye on politics. We have different opinions on church money. And we get frustrated with different personality types. And there are times when our living room floor is a pile of jersey scraps that don't really seem to fit together. But all those years ago, my mother didn't leave the hockey shirts in a tangled pile on the floor. She took out her scissors, and she began to cut out large squares from each jersey and each t-shirt. For some of the fabrics, she ironed on a special backing to keep the material from stretching. She threaded a needle, and then she began to sew each of those squares together. Stitch by stitch, my mother threaded the disparate colors and fabrics into a single quilt. Single quilt for me to have in college. And the end result was beautiful. Everything that had clashed fit together into a single beautiful body of work. And in our text this morning, the triune God stitches together a quilt made up of disparate people with disparate lives. At the Father's behest, Jesus threads his Holy Spirit needle and thread. He gathers all of the leftovers from hockey t-shirts and jerseys. Some material is ready for sewing, Jews. Some requires a special iron-on backing, Gentiles. And with Holy Spirit gusto, the risen Lord sets to work stitching together scraps of Jews and Gentiles from across the known world, from Parthia, Media, Elam, Mesopotamia, Judea, Cappadocia, Pontus, Asia, Phrygia, Pamphylia, Egypt, Libya, Arabia, Crete, and Rome. And there are poor Jewish dock workers around, and rich Roman farmers. There are Arab shepherds and Cappadocian scholars. Every kind of jersey is there, from the Billings 3-on-3 tournament to the Sheridan intramural events. On a resurrection Sunday, Jesus sews every tribe of Jew and Gentile together. As the apostles preach in the streets, the Holy Spirit needle pierces hearts and threads them side by side. We hear them speaking in our own tongues the great acts of God. The quilt takes shape. The disparate colors and fabrics that clash come together into a single beautiful body of work. So this morning on Pentecost Sunday, the triune God continues to sew together lives of different kinds of people. At the Father's behest, Jesus stitches together different scraps of t-shirt and jersey with Holy Spirit needle and thread here in this place. We all have different backgrounds, different opinions, different sins, and different ways of doing things. But God is making us into a single body of work, a single beautiful quilt. We are no longer many. We are one body in Christ. So the next time that we start feeling a little frustrated with one another, next time the green t-shirt clashes with the yellow mesh jersey, the triune God pierces our hearts with the Holy Spirit, calling us to glance at the Holy Spirit's stitches that hold us together. This is the wit, the wisdom in Old English, the wisdom of God. Wit Sunday, Wise Sunday, Holy Spirit Sunday. God sews us in his wisdom into a single quilted body of Christ. He knows that we have very different lives. And in his wisdom, he stitches us together with the Holy Spirit to make us better people. To make us better people. If we were all from the Billings 3-on-3 tournament, green, mean machines, we'd all have the same sins and we wouldn't see them. But God would have us be in the image of Jesus, all the different parts coming together. And so he is at work. He is at work among us, sewing us together and making us one body in Christ on this Pentecost, this Whit Sunday. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.